You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something
good today. Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show on location at Coronation in Athens, Alabama, as we speak to Kristen Davis about BUDS, bringing up Down syndrome. I'd like to welcome Kristen to the show. Welcome back. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Kristen Davis.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
It's been many years since I have actually seen you in person.
Yes,
you
a
were
long time.
At the bank in Athens when we had Tortillas Blanco.
Yes, about 11 years ago, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, we opened in 2005 and then closed in 2010. So we had 5 years of business in that window. And then I went back to being a police officer for a while and then started this radio show. So I'm glad that I can have something for you this many years later that can actually help what your organization's doing.
Yes, yes, yes.
Let's talk about BUDS, bringing up Down syndrome, and let's talk about the foundation of it, when it started, those types of things.
Okay, so we are North Alabama's leading 501c3 nonprofit advocacy and support organization for families blessed by Down syndrome. We were founded 21 years ago by a mother who lives in Gunnersville. She didn't have a group for her son, so she created this group. We are totally ran by volunteers. We have like a president, vice president, secretary. We have all of it. Nobody gets paid. We all run it free of charge. We just volunteer our time. We provide a community encouragement and support and resources to parents receiving a new diagnosis of Down syndrome. We have approximately 400 members. We range anywhere from Muscle Shoals to Scottsboro. Our headquarters are in Madison. That's kind of the central location where we all just kind of gather and meet, and that's where we usually have our events and stuff. So,
how many individuals are represented that have Down syndrome in the organization?
As far as the number of individual kids with Down syndrome, there's 400 families, so about, I would say, about that many children.
So you don't have a lot of people that aren't affected by Down syndrome that are part of the organization?
Right.
Okay. Because sometimes people do want to volunteer in spite of, maybe they knew somebody or there was somebody in their family. And I knew that number 400.
Yes.
But I was thinking there might be some volunteers in there that just want to help.
Yeah, no, we do have a lot of people within the organization that does. We have a lot of volunteers outside of BUDS that we do get to come in and volunteer. Like for our buddy walk, we have a lot of people that come in and volunteer for that particular, like our events and stuff like that.
And let's talk about your part in this. How did you take on this role yourself?
Well, just kind of tell you about my story and how I got involved in BUDS. My little girl has Down syndrome. She was born, her birthday is actually September 24. She'll be 11. So 11 years ago, I didn't find out about BUDS right at first. I think she was about 8 months old when I found out about BUDS. And kind of a unique story, we didn't find out until she was born. My sister, Hannah, actually thought that her daughter was going to have Down syndrome. She was told throughout her whole pregnancy that she was going to have a daughter with Down syndrome who was going to have heart issues. Fast forward 2 months, I had Kylie, and my daughter had everything that her daughter was supposed to have. Kind of gives me chills just thinking about it. So we didn't know until she was born that she was going to have Down syndrome. And I didn't find out about BUDS, like I said, until she's about 8 months old. So I guess it's kind of become my mission to make sure that everyone who has a child with Down syndrome kind of knows about our group. So we've been pretty good about getting our names out there. I know like the NIC, the NICU in Huntsville, they have our information. Local hospitals, they kind of get that information to them, you know, as soon as the child is born. Maybe they don't have that, you know, initial diagnosis when they first have, you know, get pregnant with the child. So that way we can make sure that they know about us so we can get them the information that they need.
So those many years ago when I knew you, you were not affected by Down syndrome yet.
Not yet, no, sir.
What was your level of knowledge or experience with Down syndrome prior to having a child with Down syndrome yourself?
Not very much. I didn't know very much about having a child with Down syndrome. I know whenever my sister was or thought that she was going to have a child with Down syndrome, we kind of researched it a lot. So whenever I had my daughter with Down syndrome, I kind of knew a little bit because of the research I had, you know, done for my sister. So I really didn't have a whole lot of knowledge. It's scary at first when you first had that diagnosis. You really don't know what to expect. You kind of think of it as what the world kind of views of it as. Children with Down syndrome, you know, are less than other kids. And that's kind of been our mission, to make sure that the world knows that our children with Down syndrome are just like any other kids. You know, they want to be accepted like other kids, and that's my mission, to make sure that my daughter is treated like others. And she's funny and hilarious. I mean, she's hilarious. You can ask my kids over there, but she's smart. She can do anything that anyone else can do. So,
how has Down syndrome changed your life?
Oh, it's changed my life definitely for the better. Kylie, to say I'm blessed is an understatement. It's scary whenever you first have that diagnosis because you don't know what to expect. You don't know what life is going to be like having a child with Down syndrome. With her, she had a lot of health issues. She had open heart surgery at 3.5 months old. But since then, I mean, she's going to school. She's in fifth grade. She's learning. Takes her a little longer, you know, than a typical child her age. But, yeah, we've just been completely blessed, and I would not trade her for anything in this world.
I think one of the things that I've talked to with families, as I've talked to families with Down syndrome, with children with Down syndrome or young people with Down syndrome, is the heart condition mm-hmm. that many times can come with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's such a scary thing beyond it the Down is. Syndrome itself mm-hmm. to think about what type of health conditions will you have to face and deal with, what will this young person have to go through mm-hmm. because of the health issues that can sometimes come with Down syndrome.
Right.
So that's an experience that you did have with open heart surgery, but her heart's fine now, regular
her heart
checkups,
is
things
fine
are
now.
Great.
She went from having, I mean, she'll always have to go to the heart doctor for the rest of her life because of the type of heart condition she had. She did have 3 heart defects, which were pretty significant. So now she's gotten to where she goes every 2 years. Her heart appointment is actually coming up. We've got to get that scheduled. But we don't anticipate anything being wrong because she's been great. Her health has been pretty good here recently. So we're excited about that.
So it doesn't stop her from doing anything
at
this point?
No. After her open heart surgery, you would never be able to tell. I mean, other than the scar, she'll show you her scar on her chest. But other than that, you could never tell that she had a major open heart surgery. She runs and plays like every other kid. So,
what does she like to do? What hobbies, anything like that, that she has an interest in?
She loves being outside, being outdoors. I think that's her favorite. She loves to swing. She's really good at throwing a ball. We did put her in softball for a little bit. She didn't like the part where she had to just stand there. She kind of got a little bored. But she likes doing just about anything that other kids like to do. I mean, she's pretty normal, you know, a typical kid, just like any other kid would want to do.
That's great. Yeah. And siblings are all embracing her and
mm-hmm.
growing with her?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
We're talking about BUDS today, and this is Bringing Up Down Syndrome, an organization you're associated with, and as you mentioned, representing upwards of 400 individuals with Down syndrome in the North Alabama, Southern Tennessee area. How mm-hmm. broad does this area reach?
We reach anywhere from, like I said, the Shoals area to Scottsboro. So we go, like, we have the ARAP area. We have Muscle Shoals, Florence, Rogersville. We have Huntsville, Athens, Decatur, Gunnersville, just all that central North Alabama location.
Very good. And what is your role exactly with the organization?
I am on the Buddy Walk committee this year. I have been on the board before, but kind of took a step back. It is a big commitment, so it takes a lot of time away from your family. So this year, I have agreed to be on the Buddy Walk committee So getting donations for our organization. So local businesses, if they hear me calling or emailing them asking for donations, that's what I'm doing.
And Kristen, we're going to go into another segment, and when we come back, we'll talk about how people can support Buds and help you with this walk, which is coming up September 23rd, okay?
Yes, sir.
Folks, I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Chick-fil-A Decatur, Alabama is a supporter of The Mark White Show, and we appreciate their support. You can visit one of the two locations at Chick-fil-A on Beltline Road and Chick-fil-A Highway 31 South in Decatur. Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Cullman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them The Mark White Show sent you. Welcome back to The Mark White Show on location at Coronation in Athens, Alabama, as we speak to Kristen Davis about Buds, bringing up Down syndrome, and she is the coordinator for the walk this year, the Buds Walk, which is taking place September 23rd. And I want you to be a part of this effort as you've listened to Kristen and her own situation where she has a daughter with Down syndrome and then all the others who are represented in this organization. If you would like to help, we want you to be part of this effort, and maybe you've never heard of Buds before. This is something new to you, and we want to get all that information out to you so that you can support this effort. Welcome back to the show, Kristen.
Thank you.
Let's talk about the volunteers that make up this organization. Obviously, you are a volunteer. Everyone is supporting as a volunteer. And you decided that you would be a part of the walk this year to support. But it takes a great group of people to it be does. Able to make an effort like this work.
It absolutely does. So we have, like I said, we have a president that leads the organization. We have several different people on the board. They have a board meeting once a month that they get together. They do monthly, we try to do with our funds, we do $500 mini grants for our families. That can be going towards like any kind of medical cost. So there's certain things that insurance won't cover. Like my daughter, for instance, had to have a wheelchair because she has low muscle tone in her legs. And sometimes when we are shopping, she just can't handle the long, you know, walking. So we're able to get a $500 mini grant. And that's where part of that funds goes that we raise for our buddy walk. That helps families. Maybe they need like a speech device that helps them communicate. That money goes towards that. They also help us go to, maybe there's like different workshops or conferences. That money will go towards that. They pay for us to get together usually once a month after COVID. That kind of changed a little bit. But we also put together new parent bags, which are about $150 each. We have like a really nice little a bag. We put lots of resources in there. We put like a little toy or a blanket and lots of information, lots of books. So all of the money that's being sponsored, that helps all of these individuals with Down syndrome. Also, something new that they're trying to do this year is to send kids, help kids like get into trade school or college that maybe they can't afford to get into. So they help those individuals with Down syndrome do that. So we're hoping to be able to do that this year, this coming up next year. So
when we think about the diagnosis you received those years ago, and there are families who have yet to receive the diagnosis, there are families out there who just received the diagnosis, mm-hmm. and if you could think of a message to them, something to tell them with your experience now 11 years in, what would you say?
That it's okay. Just because they have Down syndrome does not mean that they are not going to be able to do anything in this world. They can, it's amazing what kids with Down syndrome can do. They can go to college, they can drive, they can work, they can be out in the workforce. There's so many opportunities now for our children with Down syndrome. And I think that it's so scary at first because you just don't know. You don't know what they're capable of doing. But there's so many different therapies out there and organizations out there that help our children, which is what our mission is, to be able to help these children be able to do, you know, do anything that they're capable of doing. So I would just let them know that, hey, it's okay. You know, they're going to be just fine.
I think about Sweet Jordans. I think mm-hmm. about a little something extra ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
I think about Blake's Snow Shack. I think about John's Crazy Socks, Gabby's Grounds, all the different businesses that I've recognized through the show that are owned and operated by someone, those yes. who are living with Down syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Just last week I had Mark and John Cronin on the show to share about John's Crazy Socks, mm-hmm. and they've been on the show several times to promote their business. Just yesterday, A Little Something Extra Ice Cream announced that they have partnered with a gentleman named Mark in the Huntsville area,
mm-hmm.
and so they're expanding with A Little Something Extra uh-huh. Ice Cream. I'm excited for
yes.
them. But these are stories that give people hope, I hope.
Yes.
I hope that they listen and it encourages them and it inspires them, whatever the circumstances are mm-hmm. with their child, any special needs or mm-hmm. other ability that they have.
Yeah, and they give me hope because their children are a lot older than my daughter. My daughter's only, you know, she's fixing to be 11. So to see that is inspiring for me because, you know, to see them running their own ice cream truck and to see Hunter out there selling ice cream. I mean, and they're going to be at our buddy walk giving out free ice cream.
Very nice.
So I'm excited to see them again. But it's very encouraging to see families like that who are pushing their kids. Just because they have Down syndrome does not mean that they cannot do anything. So that's very, very uplifting.
So as we think about Buds and we think about how people can support this year's walk, you need gift cards. You need gifts that can be donated
right
for an auction
right.
to help raise funds.
Mm-hmm. So we are having an auction that will be taking place at our buddy walk, which is going to be on the 23rd of September from 10 to 2. And we have people all over who donate. Some people may just want to sponsor a $150 new parent bag. Some businesses donate gift cards, and I actually have a list here of people in Athens who, if you don't mind me giving them a shout out.
Go ahead.
I have people who have committed to donating: the Broken Brush in Athens, the Boutique Bliss in Athens, the Crowning Touch, thanks to Rebecca Chandler, they're doing a hair care basket, Pimentos, Crawford's Gifts, CEI Bookstore, Buff City Soap is giving a $50 gift basket, Salon Allure in Huntsville has two $50 gift cards they have given us, Robin's Nest in Madison, Urban Cookhouse, Scene Restaurant, 306 Barbecue is doing a gift card, Rusty Bayonet Farms, Scott's Orchard, and Hazel Green are giving four gift cards. The Last Word and Vinyl and Embroidery are giving a gift card. These are just some of the places who I've contacted and who have agreed to donate stuff. But yeah, if anybody, if there's a business out there that would like to donate, they can donate items, they can donate a gift card, and those gift cards and donations help us raise money to be able to buy the new parent packages or to be able to support our kids going to college or those mini grants, like I said, for $500, they allow us to give those out. So without the community's support, we can't do that. So it's very important that we get those donations and stuff in.
And those businesses get recognition for their contribution, mm-hmm. which is not the number one mm-hmm. thing we would go for.
Right.
It's the thought that counts, right? So the generosity of the businesses being willing to give, and then in the same turn, the business gets some recognition, and that helps their business. So we hope that more businesses will jump in,
right?
And they need to be able to communicate with you. So how can they connect with Buds to say, I want to be a part of this walk, I want to donate, anything that they want to do to connect with you?
They can... they can even email me personally. My email is khdavis04@gmail.com. I know I have reached out to several businesses and sent out emails hoping to get a few more replies. They can also mail in things to Buds, gift cards or gift certificates. That address, P.O. Box 1913, Madison, Alabama, 35758. And the website there is budsboard@budsonline.org, and they can go on there to find out more about us. But also our buddy walk that we have coming up is for the community. We put on this event. It's free. Anyone's welcome to join us. It's fun. If no one has anything to do that Saturday, they're welcome to come out and join us.
And how can they do that? Where is it going to be exactly, the location to start?
It is going to be at Columbia Elementary at 667 Balch Road in Madison, Alabama. That is Saturday, September 23rd from 10 to 2. They can come out. It starts at 10 o'clock. We have our auction that we'll be having. We also have a live art and chance auction. The live art is our kids are actually painting paintings. And they will be putting that in the auction as well.
Very nice. And probably some food vendors, as you mentioned, a little something extra ice cream.
Well, they will be there, but we also provide lunch. So we provide the pizza and drink. And yes, a little something extra will be there with ice cream. So that's all free. It's all covered. And then the main thing, how we raise our money, is through the auction.
Kristen, I certainly appreciate you messaging me and telling me about Buds,
yes,
so that we could try to help today through the Mark White Show.
Yes.
And I hope that people will connect with you as we talk about bringing up Down syndrome. What a message within that, because you're raising a daughter to be a strong individual.
Yes, sir.
Other families are doing that the same. And the hope is that they can live as full a life as possible. And it takes us as a community,
yes, sir,
to help make that happen.
Mm-hmm. It absolutely does.
Support them on their journey, folks.
Yes,
I hope
sir.
That you will support Buds, bringing up Down syndrome. I've enjoyed this conversation with you today, Kristen Davis. Thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Coronation in Athens, Alabama. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
These are my kind of people.